Hello, I'm Pastor Bob Breckett with the Etna Community Church in Etna, New York, and I'm your pastor of the day. Today I'm going to focus on the Apostle Paul and one of the aspects of his ministry. Yes, Paul was a remarkable individual with a great background and training that would guide him well in his ministry. Paul always was a God-man. His heart was dedicated to serving God. His background included being a rabbi from a family of rabbis. His training was under the tutelage of Gamaliel, noted as the greatest teacher of Judaism. He was born and raised in Tarsus, a great crossroads of trade, bringing the languages and wisdom of many cultures. And he had Roman citizenship by birth. Oh, and on top of all that, he was a tent maker. Now, you might look down on that skill, but in his day, where most of the people lived in tents, you might say that he was a great home builder. All these aspects of his life and training would become valuable tools in his ministry. Now, Paul, previously known as Saul, as I said, was a man who was dedicated to serving God, the God Almighty. And in his days as Saul, he felt it was his duty to defend his faith. This included hunting down and persecuting those Jews who were following Jesus. He saw Jesus as a destroyer of his faith, and Jesus' followers were disturbing the temple leadership and teachings. He even had letters from the temple leaders to pursue and arrest them. This all happened after Jesus had been crucified. Saul came along after that and had not known or met Jesus. He even attended the stoning of the Apostle Stephen as he was stoned to death. Yet Saul, later Paul, had been chosen and gifted by God for a much greater ministry. You see, Saul had an unplanned meeting, one with Jesus, while he was on a trip to arrest Jesus' followers in Damascus. At that point, Saul, now Paul, had a change of life. He was now sold out to Jesus, the Christ, and recognized him as the promised Messiah, and he dedicated his life to bringing that gospel message to the masses. In fact, 13 of the 27 books in the New Testament are attributed to him. One of Paul's passions was providing support for those believers back in Jerusalem. You see, even in those days, the ministry needed funds to support it. We see in 2 Corinthians chapters 8 and 9 how he was fundraising. Chapter 8 calls out, writing to the church in Corinth, "Now, brothers and sisters, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. In the midst of very severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testified that they gave as much as they were able, and even beyond their ability, entirely on their own. They urgently pleaded for the privilege of sharing in this service to God's people. And they exceeded our expectations. They gave themselves first of all to the Lord, and then, by the will of God, also to us. So we urged Titus, just as he had earlier made a beginning, to bring also to the completion the act of grace on your part. But since you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in the love we have kindled in you, see that you also excel in this grace of giving." Now in chapter 9 we also see the blessing that was gained by the willing support giving. But here I'd like to say, let us support the ministry of the Mars Hill Network, which is spreading the gospel every day over the airwaves. This ministry is listener-supported, meaning the expenses to run this organization come from listeners like you. Their fundraiser is your opportunity to take part in this ministry. Won't you give some prayerful consideration to pledging your financial support to the Mars Hill Network? You can make your contribution online at MarsHillNetwork.org, or in Canada, it would be MHRCanada.org. You can also call in your pledge at 1-800-677-1881. Remember, the Mars Hill Network is proclaiming the light of God's Word and the gospel message into a dark world. It is hope in this journey. I'm Pastor Bob Breckett from the Etna Community Church in Etna, New York, and I'm your pastor of the day.